Welcome to the Grace Revolution podcast with your host, Keith Manley, along with his co-host, Brian Daly. Today on the show, we are talking about living from a grace-based perspective, as opposed to operating under the performance-based lifestyle. Now here with today's podcast, Keith Manley.
Welcome to the podcast, Grace and Spiritual Fulfillment. Most people think it's about doing more, trying harder, being better. But what if the exact opposite is true? Today we're exploring how the pursuit of spiritual perfection might actually be what's holding us back.
That's such a counterintuitive idea, especially when you consider how deeply ingrained performance metrics are in every aspect of our lives.
You know what's fascinating? Studies show that religious burnout affects nearly 76% of active spiritual practitioners, largely due to this constant pressure to perform and measure up to perceived standards.
That statistic really puts into perspective how widespread this issue is. How did we end up here?
Well, there's this compelling story about a religious leader who found himself completely empty inside, despite decades of dedicated service and what looked like perfect spiritual discipline. He was doing everything right, but feeling everything wrong.
That reminds me of recent research showing that perfectionism has increased by 33% in the last decade across all areas of life, spiritual, professional, and personal.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. This concept of what I call the grace revolution completely flips our understanding of spiritual growth. Instead of focusing on earning approval, it's about operating from a place of already having it.
So you're saying it's like the difference between trying to earn love versus living from a place of being already loved?
Exactly. Think of it like this. When you're constantly trying to prove your worth, you're operating from your sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight mode. But when you're secure in your acceptance, you're in your parasympathetic system, rest and digest. It's literally a physiological difference.
Well, that explains why so many people report feeling physically exhausted from trying to maintain perfect spiritual practices.
And here's what's really mind-blowing. Research shows that people who embrace this grace-centered approach actually show higher levels of genuine spiritual engagement and personal growth than those stuck in performance mode.
That's fascinating. Like how letting go of control paradoxically gives you more influence over outcomes.
Exactly. And get this, psychological studies have found that when people stop trying to earn acceptance and operate from a place of security, their creativity increases by 41%, their relationships improve, and their stress levels drop significantly.
You know what this brings to mind? The way young children naturally approach life before they learn to perform for approval.
That's such a powerful observation. Children innately understand what we spend years trying to unlearn, that love doesn't have to be earned. And here's the really interesting part. Neuroscience shows that this kind of secure attachment literally changes brain structure.
The implications of this for mental health and personal development are pretty remarkable.
Well, consider this. A recent study found that people who shifted from performance-based thinking to grace-based living reported a 65% reduction in anxiety and a 48% increase in life satisfaction.
Those numbers are incredible. How does someone even begin to make that shift?
So the research suggests it starts with something called pattern interruption, catching yourself in those moments of striving and consciously choosing a different response. It's like rewiring your brain's default settings.
That makes me think about how this applies beyond just spiritual contexts, like in workplace culture or educational systems.
You're onto something big there. Organizations that have implemented grace-based leadership models report up to 40% higher employee engagement and a 35% reduction in burnout rates.
Well, that certainly challenges the common belief that pressure and performance metrics are necessary for productivity.
And here's what's really powerful. When people operate from this place of security rather than striving, they actually accomplish more meaningful things, not because they're trying to prove their worth, but because they're free to take risks and be authentic.
That's really beautiful. The idea that real transformation comes from acceptance rather than effort.
You know what might be the most surprising finding of all? Studies show that people who embrace this grace-centered approach are actually 58% more likely to maintain long-term positive changes in their lives compared to those using traditional performance-based methods.
Those numbers really drive home why this message resonates with so many people who are exhausted from constant striving.
And maybe that's the key insight for anyone listening who feels caught in this cycle. The path to transformation doesn't lie in trying harder, but in accepting what's already true about their inherent worth and value. The data consistently shows that's where real, lasting change begins.
Thanks for joining us on the Grace Revolution podcast with your host, Keith Manley. Hope you've been inspired by today's program. Join us again next time for the Grace Revolution podcast.